Luminous. Written by Starspray and read by Chestnut Pod. Recorded for Tolkien Ecphrasis Week 2022. This story was originally written for the Tolkien Short Fanworks collection. Epigraph. But many things Nerdanel wrought, also of her own thought, in shapes strong and strange, but beautiful. From Morgoth's Ring, the later Quenta Silmarillion. Matan opened the store cupboard where he kept his metal wires and frowned. He was nearly done with a commission for King Olwë and needed a length of silver wire, but all that remained on the shelf was a small spool of copper. "Love, what happened to all my wire?" he called over his shoulder. "Ask your daughter," came the reply, though Matan wasn't at all sure Nixeria had heard him. All of her focus was on the gemcraft before her on the table. The green and blue stones glittered brightly in the mingling light that streamed through the wide windows. "Which one?" Matan asked, and received no answer at all. He left the workshop and found one daughter singing in the vegetable garden, not a scrap of metal wire in sight. "Lucele," he called when the song came to an end. "Where is Nerdanel?" "In the workroom by the forge, I think," said Lucele. "She was talking of making a sculpture, but I never heard of a sculpture made only of wire." Matan had, but never with as much wire as was missing from his cupboards. He thanked Lucele and wished her luck with her sweet peas and melons before going to Nerdanel's workroom. The doors and windows were shut, which was unusual, but the door was unlocked. He opened it and found the room surprisingly dark, lit by a wavering light that flickered strangely on the walls. "Nerdanel?" he asked.
"Here,"
came her muffled reply. He opened the door further, stepped over a few coils of copper wire, and found Nerdanel seated on the floor with her legs crossed and her brow furrowed, as focused on her work as her mother. All around her was wire, twisted and braided together in strange shapes. Matan thought at first they might be vines, but that did not seem right. Perhaps tree roots? But that did not explain all. In places, Nerdanel had set gemstones, green and blue and red, and in many more spaces she had set candles, little things that burned with tiny flames that were caught and reflected and refracted by the bright metals and the gems. In some places they were hung so that they swung gently or rotated in place. Nerdanel set one more candle into a holder made of silver wires braided together, and then looked up at Matan. He surveyed the hole again, and then looked back down at her. "How are you going to get out of there?" he asked. She giggled, and answered by crawling out of an archway at the bottom. Only Nerdanel or Lucele could possibly fit inside. "And what is it meant to be?" Matan asked. Nerdanel's smile faltered a little. The flickering shadows played over her face. "It's a feeling," she said finally. "It's the feeling I felt when we went to Valmar, and heard Elimire sing about the great journey. I suppose it's a little bit of the great roots of the trees in the forests of the outer lands, but..." Matan looked again. It was tree roots, and the torches of the elves as they traveled through the twilight lands of Middle-earth. But he saw also other echoes of Elimire's song, of Yavanna's hands reaching down into the earth, and of Aule's deep fires within it, and of the stars of Varda, and the flickering lights gave the illusion of movement as of branches swaying in the breeze. And at the same time, it was merely wire, twisted into strange and interesting forms, illuminated warmly from within, that looked like nothing else at all. "It's beautiful, love," he said, and Nerdanel beamed. "But I'm afraid you'll have to leave it for the moment. You've taken all of my silver wire, and now you must help me make more." This has been Luminous, written by Starspray and read by Chestnut Pod, recorded for Tolkien Ekphrasis Week 2022. If you have enjoyed this podfic, please consider leaving a comment for the author at archiveofourown.org/works/35511040. And if you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, and please do, they're much appreciated, you can find me as chestnut_pod at the Archive of Our Own. Thank you for listening.